Good evening. I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The boom and bust cycle of milk prices continues to affect Vermont dairy farmers. This past year has been a prime example. Prices have dropped from historic highs to a level at or below the cost of just producing the milk. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, despite the falling prices, a new insurance program designed to protect farmers has not kicked in.
Hi, how are you this morning? How you doing?
How are you? Last year, dairy farmers like David Siloway of Randolph Center were urged to enroll in a new program that operates like an insurance policy. But now that milk prices have dropped from last year's high, Siloway has seen his profits disappear, but the insurance hasn't kicked in.
It's not working.
Siloway enrolled in MPP, the Margin Protection Program, when it was first introduced.
We invested some money in the MPP program, and it did not give us any payback. I don't think it's paying any farmers or very few.
Siloway has plenty of company. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Diane Bothfeld says for what farmers are now receiving for milk, around $16.50 per hundredweight, they're either barely meeting their costs or they're losing money.
We talk about a range somewhere between the $16 to $20, if not higher, for a cost of production. So at $16.50, yes, it's very tight for many farms.
Despite the situation, Bothfeld says none have been able to take advantage of the insurance program. That's because it pays out based on the cost of production, using not just milk prices, but comparing them with feed prices. Bothfeld says each farm had to crunch its own number to determine which policy to buy.
It's a brand new program, and I think this is the first real trial run of this program.
The problem is, so far, the margin between feed and milk prices hasn't been close enough to trigger even the best coverage, which no one in Vermont purchased. Yet Vermont farmers could use the help. Another problem is the insurance is based on a national feed price, and feed is more expensive in the Northeast. Nor does the program take into account other expenses, for example, those related to wet weather. So Vermont dairy farmers are on their own for the moment to make it through the current cycle of low prices. An unusual number of factors is contributing to a surplus of fluid milk that's driving down the price. The situation is so bad, processors are actually dumping milk once they've removed the more marketable cream. Ben Lane is an economist with AgriMark Dairy Cooperative, which has had to dump milk. Lane says overseas demand, which is critical to milk producers, is down for both economic and geopolitical reasons.
I mean, a big one is Russia with their embargoes. China's purchasing has slowed down some, and they're always a big factor.
Lane says other reasons for the milk glut include an increase in production by farmers when prices were high and the summer lull in milk consumption. St. Albans Cooperative has also had to dump milk, which in the past they could ship elsewhere for processing, but other processors are operating at capacity too. Dairy farmer David Siloway is philosophical about the situation. His family has weathered the ups and downs of farming since the 1940s. He says they'll get through thanks to the income from selling firewood and maple syrup. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.